Chase in a third down and 8 from the 13-yard line of Ubley. Spread offense. Mason booms. Luke Woodkey to the right. Wide to the left. Tanton Babcock. In the backfield, Ethan Hessling to Kadar's left. To the right, that would be Matt Farmer, number 17. Back to pass. Stays in the pocket. Now scrambles to his left. Has Greenfield in front of him. He's short of the first down. Now he has it on a second effort, and he's tackled out of bounds. Inside of the 5-yard line, down to about the 3-yard line. Aiden Makoviak on the stop. And it's now first and goal to go for the Pirates at the 3-yard line.
That's part of where Woodkey is dangerous. His favorite receiver was Luke Woodkey, was covered well on the play. No panic. He tucks it down and runs for that first down. He has to make a huge stiff arm. He's able to push away Colin Oberski, get to the sideline, and get that 10 yards or so, enough for a first down, bringing up first and goal for the Pirates.
13 seconds left. Clock stopped right now as he went out of bounds on that one. First and goal to go from the 3-yard line, back to the T formation for the Pirates. Trailing 6-0. Handoff, fumble on the play, moves it forward as looks like Luke Woodkey fumbled it. And Ubley's first single say, Ubley has it at their own 1-yard line, and fumble recovered by the Bearcats, and another turnover on the Pirates. Number 2, Matt Brandle on the recovery, and Harbor Beach stopped with no points at Ubley's 1-yard line.
And it looked like the handoff was fine, but when Woodkey grabbed a hold of the ball, it bounced like almost like it hit the top of his leg, and he kind of thought looked like he grabbed it in air, but he obviously did not. Matt Brandle recovers for the Bearcats, and that is a huge stop deep in their own territory.
Without a doubt. Ubley, of course, against Beale City, went 99 yards down the field for their first score in that game in the state semifinals last year. We'll see if they can do the same here with 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Bruski, the freshman, under center, and we have a false start. And this is going to be half the distance to the goal line, so about 8, maybe 9 inches.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not even going to get a half a yard out of that, probably.
Still 7 seconds left here in this first. As Evan Bruski sets the ball down, the back edge of that football may be touching the goal line. First and 11 to go now for the Bearcats. Leading 6-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in Harbor Beach.
Not the place you want to fumble the football if you're Harbor Beach, but this is dangerous territory for the Bearcats here. Got to come up with a really good play to get away from this end zone.
Bruski under center. Hands off to the middle to number 30, Carson Hleski, and he gets some breathing room all the way out to the 5-yard line. Caden Boynton on the stop, middle linebacker. And we've reached the end of the first quarter with a lead for the Bearcats. 6-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Minutes are in the books, and still no COVID cases on the field tonight, or so far we don't know. 6-0, Ubley leads the Harbor Beach Pirates, and they're at their own 5-yard line facing off with a second down and 7, maybe 6 to go. So far, so good. Harbor Ubley really on their scoring drive, of course, capped off with Carson Hleski in that 43-yard run, capping off a 71-yard drive. The difference maker so far through 12 minutes.
It's been the only big play of the game, eh? We've had a lot of plays that were 7, 8, 9 yards, but that was the most explosive one and the most interesting one of the whole thing. He completely disappeared. If I'm not mistaken, I heard you say he was down. But we couldn't tell. He was gone, and all of a sudden, there's one guy running down the field is Carson Hleski. He's got that kind of ability, that breakaway speed and power, that rare combination, and don't be surprised if Ubley goes right back to him again here on second down and 5.
Ubley now facing into the sunset here, the sun nearly underneath the horizon already. Evan Peruski under center, three-man backfield, handoff to number 14. And coming out of the backfield is Logan Muller. He gets out to the 10-yard line, shy of the first down marker by a yard. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacker for the Pirates. Third down and one to go.
Nice run there, and just when the guy you least expect who hasn't got a carry yet, that's what the Bearcats do, is they mix in that third guy when you least expect it. Might be Logan Mueller. I'm not sure how you say that, Clark, but that's my guess. But a nice run there to bring down third and short.
Miller?
I went with Mueller.
We'll go with Mueller. Third down in the yard, 11:25 left in the first half. 6-0 Ubley with their only score tonight, the only score of the game. T formation, three men backfield. Peruski under center. There's a snap, handoff right up the middle to Carson Hlesky. Not much going there, but enough for the first down. Out to the 12-yard line, a gain of two. Move the chains for the Ubley Bearcats, starting from their half-yard line out now all the way out to the 12. Tackle made by number 15, Levi Klasky for the Pirates.
Just enough, and that's all the Bearcats needed, was just enough to get that fresh set of downs, and they can already feel that end zone away from their backs. But I'm already loving what Evan Peruski's doing, Clark. If you're watching that, he gets it already as a freshman, selling the pitch out to Colin Obersky, even though he didn't have the ball, just doing all the little things that you would see from an Ubley team, selling all your fakes, running everything out, and those all things add up to bigger gains later in the game.
First and 10 from the 12 of their own territory. Left right across your radio. There's a snap, quarterback keeper around the side, and he's going to be brought down for about a gain of a yard. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling. Sniffed that one out from the get-go. Met him out in the flats, and Evan Peruski gets out for maybe 2 yards. They're marking him down at the 14-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Bearcats.
And great job by Ethan Hessling finding that football, knowing the quarterback had it, and he did not miss that tackle in open field. Crucial with the lack of play and practice that they've had. Tackling, I wondered, would be an issue. It has not been so far. Ethan Hessling does a fantastic job and forces Ubley out of their comfort zone. Second down and long.
Let's go. Second down, 8 to go for the Bearcats, leading 6-0. 9:50 left in the second quarter. Peruski under center, handoff to Carson Hlesky up the middle. He finds a cloud of dust to foul. Gets across down to about the 18-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, middle linebacker for the Pirates. 6-foot, 200-pound senior. Third down, 4 to go for the Bearcats.
Carson Hlesky, the bruising back here, just straight ahead, straight dives when he gets the football right into the teeth of that Harbor Beach defense. They make the stop, forcing third down, but Ubley gets some of that yardage back. Third down and 4.
Ubley coming out of the huddle. Alex Foote, center for the Bearcats this year. He's a 6'4", 175-pound junior. Peruski under center, third and 4 facing them in their own territory. Handoff to number 47. He has the first down, dives over Dylan Kadar for the first down all the way out to the 24-yard line. Number 47, Callan Oberski with the dive and the first down.
And just as Harbor Beach kind of stacks things up to protect against the Carson Hlesky dive, they change directions. They go with Oberski over the right side, and when you do that, you have to make that tackle in open field. If Kadar does not, Oberski has nothing but running room. So Harbor Beach with the full-court press, bringing everybody up on the line of scrimmage, trying to slow down this running game.
Peruski under center, first and 10 from their own 24, leading 6-0, 8.5 before the half. Peruski, there's the snap, handoff to number 47. Colin Oberski is met in the backfield for a loss of a yard. Ethan Hessling sniffed it out once again and got into the backfield for a gain or a loss of a yard. Second down, 11 to go for the Bearcats.
And that pressure is coming from the left side of the line. Ethan Hessling is able to get through that newly put together left side of the line and able to get behind the running back and bring him down from behind for no gain, maybe even a little loss on the play.
Second down, 11, just under 8 minutes to play in the first half. Evan Peruski runs in from the sideline, gets the call from head coach Eric Sweeney, first year at the helm. Been on this staff for many of years. Alex Foote brings the ball up with himself to the line, and now we have a timeout called by Ubley, their second of the half, with 7:43 left in the second quarter. It's still Ubley 6, Harbor Reach nothing on the WLAW Sports Network.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll...